Gracias, señor.
Thank you, President. The delegation of Honduras warmly welcomes the delegation of Ecuador. We thank them for the presentation of the report. Honduras recognizes and commends the steps and achievements made by Ecuador in implementing the recommendations received in this UPR and in previous ones. We note with satisfaction the creation of a purple economy public policy for economic rights and a life free of violence for women in order to reduce gender inequality through women's empowerment. We also commend Ecuador for setting up an opportunity creation plan 2021-2025. This is in line with the 2030 Sustainable Development Agenda. In a spirit of cooperation and constructively, we would recommend the following respectfully. One, broaden the human, technical and financial resources for implementation of a national strategy to prevent all forms of malnutrition in the short and medium term, particularly in rural areas with indigenous populations. Two, adopt effective measures to ensure the rights of indigenous peoples in voluntary isolation on their lands, territories, natural resources, and respect for their culture and forms of life. Three, establish a specialized protection mechanism for human rights defenders, including a gender-based approach, a differentiated ethnic approach, and collective issues focusing on protection of human rights defenders of territory, nature, the environment, and human rights linked to land. As a member of the Troika, Honduras reiterates its total support to all of Ecuador's activities with a view to implementing the recommendations received in this cycle and in previous cycles. Thank you.